Dream yourself wealthy. One big-brained dude from a while ago is Descartes. He was a scientist and a mathematician and a philosopher. He's the original guy who came up with the "Are we living in a simulation or not?" question. This is called Descartes' demon. Suppose there was a demon that captured your consciousness, and everything that came in through your senses, every memory you have that was created by things that came in through your senses, was actually created by this demon. How would you know the difference? What kind of experiment could you do that would prove that reality was real or some kind of demon-generated hallucination? Descartes couldn't come up with an answer, meaning there's really no way to know. So he concluded that all he could really conclude was that he existed. He existed, and there really were all these things out there coming in through his senses that created sensations and emotions. Or he existed and there was no out there, and all the stuff he thought was coming in was a fabrication of the demon. This is how he came up with the famous "I think, therefore I am." But he's also famous for a whole bunch of other stuff, like inventing analytical geometry. They had geometry before him, invented by Euclid way back in the day. But Euclid invented geometry without using a lot of numbers, just a bunch of assumptions and axioms, etc. What Descartes brought to the table was algebra. He was the first dude that applied analytical algebra to geometry, so people could actually calculate angles and volumes and stuff. But my favorite thing about Descartes was how he came up with all his ideas. Not like in the movies with a frustrated scientist running around doing experiments and scribbling long Hollywood-style equations on blackboards. He would lay in bed for several hours every morning and simply daydream to imagine what was true about the world, what might be true about the world, how he might apply this part of the world over here to this other part of the world over here. This is why we humans have such huge imaginations, to dream about how the world works, to dream about how the world might work, to dream about all the things you could do in the world. Unfortunately, most people outsource most of their dreaming power. This is why Marvel, Disney, etc. have been making billions and billions of dollars lately. People are more than willing to outsource their magnificent dreaming capabilities. Why don't you flip the polarity of your brain, and instead of using it as a passive entertainment device, use it as it was meant to be used, as an active dreaming device, and dream yourself whatever you want. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-trading.